League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
I think that one is one where I can easily see myself flipping.
Yeah, we're halfway through the season, so team needs to get changed perspective on so much of it.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah, especially if a pitcher goes down. Speaking of which, Griffin Canning looks like he tore his Achilles. Yeah. Not great. Jordan Walker went on the IL with appendicitis. Xander Bogaerts was scratched Wednesday with a left shoulder soreness. Zach Neto jammed his shoulders sliding in to second on Tuesday. He missed Wednesday, but the MRI showed no structural damage. Max Meyer's hip needs surgery and is going to end his season. Kyren Parrish was optioned. Noah Syndergaard was signed. A couple, you know, bottom feeder moves here and some injuries. Which injury concerned you the most?
Out of all of those, I'd probably, well, Griffin Canning's done for the season. So yeah, that's tremendously not great.
If you were rostering Canning, that's a churnable spot. Who are you picking?
100% churnable. Like, who am I picking up? Because you're probably, say, 10, 12 team league. There's going to be tons of, like, honestly, I've been loving what Charlie Morton's been doing lately. I know people are going to laugh at me for that, but it's been super serviceable.
Streaming spot.
Yeah, that's why he popped into my mind. He changed the streaming spot. Like, I would run with Morton as long as you can right about now. So he'd be in play for me. Look for two-step guys coming. Like, Jacob Lopez of the A's has been outstanding.
I just picked him up in a couple spots. Yeah.
He's a stud. They're doing our Fab show on Bubba and the Bloom on Thursday. He's still only 53% rostered in 12 team leagues there. So
that was my pickup, and I had Sale in two spots. So
there you go.
Lopez was my ad.
So yeah, there's a lot of those, that kind of realm of pitchers like that you could go and look for this week that I think could be quite serviceable for you.
Let me ask you about Max Meyer in Dynasty, and this is totally not self-serving because I traded for him 2 days before he had hip surgery. But what is Max Meyer's value in Dynasty right now?
It's pretty darn low, to be honest. Like, I love the skill set. I don't know. I know technology is better with the hip injury or the way pitchers need to use their hips to pitch.
He should be back by spring training.
Yeah, he should be fine. But does it take like another year to get back to where he is? And okay, do you want to wait for that? That's more my concern with it for Dynasty. Like, I believe he'll be back next year in pitching. Not doubting that at all. But a combination of not throwing, so now how many innings does he have next year? Not to mention re-strengthening everything on the lower body. I don't think we see like the normal Max Meyer for like another year type thing.
Yeah, hip surgery can be real tough. So I've heard that's the hardest surgery. I'm sure, you know, being a fat guy, it's in my future. So,
yeah,
it does not sound good. All right, well, let's take a break there and then let's get to some questions with KC Bubba right after this. All right, Bubba, we have one question here and maybe a couple others trickling in to start. This is from Joe G. He says, I need a second baseman. Who doesn't? I was offered Glaber for Giolito. I have Reese Olson returning to take his spot, 12-team mixed. What do you think? That seems like a pretty fair deal.
That's very fair. If you need second base, take Glaber. He's having a career year, so you know that could always change at a moment's notice. But Giolito's been good. He's almost in that streaming bucket we just talked about. Like he's in that realm. Glaber is actually a legit starting second baseman in a 12-team league. So yes, make that trade.
Yeah, I like that one too, Joe. All right, Bubba. How valuable is Cal Raleigh? Do you want to trade him for the second half? Like he is going to? He said he's going to participate in the home run derby. Right.
We don't like.
No fantasy owner should like that. Like the home run derby is so much fun. You should.
I'm
going
to love
it.
To watch it that Tuesday, whatever Monday night. But
yeah, you don't want you guys on your team or your fantasy team because it tires these guys out real bad to start the second half because it is just an exhausting event from everything we've been told. And sometimes it messes with their swing a little bit. It has happened. So, but Cal Raleigh's been unbelievable this season. He's by far the most valuable catcher. I mean, it's not even close. He's on pace for like close to 60 homers. I mean, you know, the expected slug is crazy high. The expected WOBA and WOBA, WOBACON, walk percentage, this is all crazy high. The launch angle is huge. The barrel percentage is the highest it's ever been for him. All this looks sustainable. But the outrageous production seems unsustainable for anybody. So what is Cal Raleigh actually worth?
He's worth everything that you can think of. Just for what he does, separates the world. A catcher, he's going to play every day because they're going to DH him. Garver, he's banged up, so you might get Harry Ford up there soon regardless. Raleigh's going to play probably 6 days a week, maybe all seven depending on their schedule. And like you mentioned, what he's on pace for, if he's rest of season projections, he's projected for 52 home runs and almost 15 stolen bases from a catcher. That is insane. And he's hitting for average. Like, yeah, maybe things drop off, but the Mariners need him so badly. And if they can get some decent production from their backup catcher, you might see Raleigh DH even more in the second half type thing because they need offense on that team. When they got rid of Rowdy, their DH situation's a mess. Like, they need some pop from the left side. So I love Raleigh. Like, yeah, if you can go get a massive haul for him, go for it. He is a catcher. Anything can happen at any given moment with those guys. That's the scary part. But don't take a discount at all.
Dynasty, is there a trade that even would make sense for you? Or is it like, hey, look, he's just so much higher than the next catcher, especially in two catcher leagues. Like, he's so much higher than any other catchers. He's just almost a little untradeable.
Like, I love my catchers. One of my favorite phrases is catchers matter because people don't think they do. But in two catcher leagues, he is definitely elite. Just in a dynasty league with the rate catchers get hurt so much, if you can get a pretty cool offer to help you build like for the future, I would not be opposed to it.
Yeah, I mean, some catchers are freaks, but most aren't, right? It's kind of like running backs in football. Like, there are some Derrick Henrys, there are some freaks, but most guys are not that guy. So yeah, you're not that guy, pal. Let's get a heat check on Jonathan Aranda, because the last time we had you on, you ruffled some feathers. I can't even remember who it was.
And we compared to Matt Olson, though, who hasn't done a whole hell of a lot either.
That's who it was. Okay, I couldn't remember who it was. It was Matt Olson who hasn't done anything. Now, look, Aranda, you know,
hasn't done anything either.
Well, he's still hitting for average, though. 349. This month, he was 299 and 341. This is his best month as far as average goes, but only one homer this month. He had four in April. He had three in May and only one in June, and time's almost up here in June. Still hasn't swiped a bag, but is hitting on the season. Where'd the average go? 329 here. I mean, the rest of this stuff looks pretty good. We're no longer in love with Jonathan Aranda. We're in like with him again.
Yeah, it's great what he's doing. We're not going to discount any of this. His hard hit metrics are insane. Even the X stats they think he's a 313 hitter, which is still pretty darn good. But what I'm looking at, and we did a bloom board on this on Tuesday, looking at rest of season projections, and he popped on this because 329, like you mentioned, eight home runs. Rest of season, though, Bad X has him at 10 homers, hitting 257. So somehow he's getting a power spike with an average drop. Don't know how that's going to work out so well. And the reason why I'm hesitant on Aranda, even if he gets eight more home runs, 16 homers is cool, fine. In this era of baseball, not great. The average is not going to stay at 329. I think that's just the simpleness of it. I think he's very good. You also got to remember Tampa's going to spend a lot of the second half on the road. A lot of the second half on the road. So that great ballpark we love in Tampa, not going to be around as much as you think. So that's going to impact things as well. So, yeah, I think Aranda's awesome. I think he's a really good player. I thought when we last talked about him, we might see the – like it feels like he's only had like one or two homers since we last talked. It's just been a good batting average. And that's where things kind of, you know, take a step.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's not empty batting average, but if the power doesn't come back, he is empty batting average, right? Yes. Like the RBI and runs are great, 41 apiece. That's very good. In fact, career highs by a lot for him. So, but the BABIP at 425 is just not sustainable. His career is 347, but last year it was 264, 327 the year before that, 245, like, you know, obviously with so many at-bats this year, this season is doing the heavy lifting here, but 435 is just not sustainable in terms of BABIP. So yeah, I'm with you. Like, he is going to take a tick down for sure. And I think the average lowering and the power ticking up actually makes sense because his career ISO is 159. He's just slightly behind that at 157, but last year he was 195. So he should have a little more power. It's just not there. It's all batting average since it looks like he's maybe flattened out that swing. So interesting. Oh, let me ask you this, Aranda or Matt Olson the rest of the season?
Screw you. I'd probably go Olson. I'll probably flip flop here like a politician.
That's okay. It's not flip flopping when you get new information. Maybe it was a hot take a little bit earlier because Matt Olson is up to 15 homers. He has more runs and more RBI, but he's still not stealing any bases. And his batting average is only 257.
Yeah. That's the thing is, but I think he could, like, I think they could almost switch halves, if that makes sense. Like, all of a sudden, Olson hits like 290 and hits, you know, he could hit 15 home runs. No one would be shocked. I don't think he does because I think there's something wrong with him right now, personally.
You think, like, a secret injury here?
That's hidden my injury. Guess because he just does not look comfortable at all at the plate. It's bad.
Yeah, it's I'm with you. Yeah, I don't think Olson is 100% either. I think I would still take him, but it would be very slim. How about this one?
Wait, real quick. Nothing would surprise me if the Braves start to sell and all of a sudden an IL stint comes into play.
Ooh, yeah, okay. maybe for an extended period of time too. Yeah. So interesting take there. Is Marcus Semien back? Because I think a couple weeks ago, Welsh had been asking me all season, can we get rid of Marcus Semien? What's going on with him? And I just said, no, he's done this too many times. We know he is unbelievably cold, unbelievably hot. Like, that's just the way he runs. But, and then I think most of the way through May, I was like, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. It's, you know, he hit 182, then 207. But now in June, of course, because I said that, he's hitting 317 in June. He has three homers when he only had four before that. More RBI and run this month. So, I mean, just everything is looking better for Marcus Semien. Are we back in on Marcus Semien now?
Yes and, like, no. I would say yes, like, ride it out. Maybe he keeps this going. He's having a heck of a month of June. You mentioned the increase in the power and the batting average. Heck, he's dropped his strikeout rate to less than 11% right now, and he's close to 20% the first 2 months of the season. So he's making much better contact. He's hitting the ball on the ground more. So maybe that's aiding into just, you know, hitting the ball better in general. It's more what you want from Semien. The age still plays a factor in it for me. The Rangers offense as a whole is not great. So what does it really – what does he gain from being on base a ton besides a good batting average at times with Semien? He's not running – he still only has two steals in June, so it's not like he's running wild out there.
Right.
But is he improved? Yes, massively improved from where he was, because I'm with you. I was like, just drop him in a 12-team or less. Like, there's nothing to see here. I think he'll be very serviceable. You just had the question about Gleyber Torres because second base is so bad in fantasy. So Simeon's at least come back into the fold where you're starting him every game. I just don't know if we see it for three more months.
Okay, so you would, if you got a decent offer,
I would trade him.
He's just done. And that this is more because of age for you?
It's age, like, because eventually father time's coming. Like, we always applauded all the, you know, 700-plus plate appearances. He plays every day, and that'll catch up with you sooner than later, and it seems like it's slowly getting there.
Semien versus Mikel Garcia then for the rest of the season, I think it's pretty easy. Mikel for you?
Big time. I'm a huge Mikel fan. Like, seeing what he's doing, it's legit, and he's younger, and I think we've seen the best of Mikel Garcia yet.
Man, yeah. I mean, he's obviously having a fantastic season, hitting 309, 8 homers, 17 swipes, 35 runs, 38 RBI. Guy's been incredible.
Yeah, he's been great. Like, we could see maybe the power steps takes a step back. He sees five, six homers, but you can still see 15 to 20 steals. Like, he's got that in his bag.
He's ripped this strikeout rate. His first two seasons, I mean, I guess is, you know, 2022, he only played 9 games, but 2023, he struck out a 22.3% percentage. And then it dropped to 16.5 last season to 13.9 this season. So Mikel, and he's obviously putting the ball in play more, just having a great season so far. All right, here's one for you. What does Devers lose going to San Francisco? Because I remember Sarah Langs tweeted immediately that the last 30 home run hitter for the Giants was Barry Bonds.
I believe. Yeah. It sounds about right. Cause we've had a lot of like 25s, a lot of 25s.
I mean, that's almost, you know, what Denver does to pitchers, San Francisco kind of does to hitters here. That's absurd.
To be fair, the Giants offenses as a whole have not been built with mashers either.
Yeah, that's true. But you've had, I mean, Matt.
We should have had a few sneak into the
thing. Yeah, just a random one. A guy with a freak 20 homers on the road should have happened for you. So it's surprising and not surprising at the same time. You'd think at least someone would have done it. But is Devers going to get to 30 in a full season in San Francisco?
Yes. The biggest thing he needs to do, and this is like, I want to say it, he'll do it by next year. Like, I think we're going to see stretches of 30 home runs in a row. He should get there this year because he's already around 20, I think, as it is. Like, he's had, I think, could be wrong. But his biggest issue, and I talked to Red Sox fans on the train to the game on Saturday, is and because he showed it his first few games, and the Friday night, he hit one of the warning track. He has that green monster approach. He's hitting it oppo. His first home run was opposite field. Out.
Ooh,
day game. The night before, the moisture in the air shut it down. on Wednesday day game, he hit a moonshot to center field for a home run.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Like, when he learns to pull the ball and use the code is when he's going to hit 35 plus home runs. Like,
then
he's
going to
enjoy
scream at Madison Bumgarner to go pull it out of the ocean. Yeah.
So, like, Devers will be fine. I think he's just going to have to take a different approach at the plate. But because you can see it's a lot of left center to left field line approach still.
You know what I didn't know? I think I sent you this reel. I think last year, a couple years ago, that no right-handed hitter has ever hit one into McCovey.
Yep, still has not happened yet. We've come pretty close lately, but still has not happened. No.
Interesting. It will be exciting to see a righty get one in there. Now, let me ask you this, because Junior Caminero has been popping off here. Seven homers. So, guy already has 20 homers. If I'm going Devers versus Caminero on this nice streak that he's had, it's still Devers in San Francisco over Caminero?
No, it's all the Caminero. I had Caminero over Devers in preseason. I was humongous on Caminero this year. I was saying he's a future first-round pick. He's your top third baseman off the boards next season. I love this kid. And I was very much getting ready to eat crow after that slow start he had. Boy's showing up. And people might say it's the ballpark, but I'm sorry. Like, his skills are legit. That's who he is. And he's much younger than Devers. Devers is playing with a groin injury, for crying out loud, which you see sometimes when he runs, but then other times he beats out ground balls. So I digress. But I love Caminero. I think there's so much more to him. We haven't even seen it. Like, I think he can hit for a good batting average. I think he can run more. Like, I think there's a ton to like with Junior Caminero. So I would take him over Rafael.
But he's not your number one third baseman next year.
Going into the next year, maybe.
Jose. Jose still.
Okay, Jose. Behind Jose.
After Jose. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Jose is always number one. I meant, like, he could be a first round third base.
Yeah, yeah. Put him over Machado. You put him over Devers.
Riley, Devers.
Yeah,
all those guys.
I mean, Riley's been.
Because I remember bringing it up, like, for people that love projections, and I like to use them, like, to help with, you know, when especially preseason, kind of seeing different things. And we were looking like ADP, and you had like the Riley, Devers, Machado kind of bucket, and then Caminero's going like 2 to 3 rounds later, and their projections were identical. And I'm sitting there going, why is no one else really kind of playing this game? But
No, Caminero is a great buy. I have him in a couple spots.
Yes.
And I don't have nearly as many teams this year. So I'm definitely a Caminero guy with you. I just didn't expect you to put him over your boy Devers since you just got him. So look, Casey Bubba can put his fandom to the side when it comes to giving you the advice that you need here. what is Jacob Wilson actually worth? This is interesting because he's not Luis Arraez, but he definitely has that type of skill set, right? Like, he is mainly a guy that's going to hit for average. He has five swipes, which isn't nothing. He has nine homers, which isn't nothing. So he's better than Arraez in that fact. 41 runs is great. 40 RBIs is solid. Obviously, the ballpark is helping out this entire A's lineup, which is nice for fantasy. So, again, what is Jacob Wilson actually worth here? Should he be, you know, I think right now, is he a top? Okay, so I think he's six among shortstops. And according to Yahoo, it's Ellie, Pena, Turner, Lindor, Witt, and then Jacob Wilson. He's 46 overall, hitting 345. What is he? Should he be this high, or would you take guys like Abrams ahead of him, O'Neill Cruz, who's not hitting for any average? Will you take those guys over him?
I'd probably still take Abrams. Cruz is an anomaly right now because he just hates playing for the Pirates, so it's ruining all of his stat lines at the moment. He does not want to be there at all. It is evident.
Hard to blame him.
Oh no, I'm actually on his side on this. I don't support most players just tanking like he is, but he literally is making a point like, I do not want to be here. So kind of can't blame him. I love Jacob Wilson. It's hard for me to put him this high because, first off, I thought he had no power. The nine home runs is impressive. He should probably get 5 to 10 more because that ballpark alone is going to be freaking hot this summer. So that ball is going to fly. The batting average is good because I did the same, like you said, is in the preseason. I'm like, he's Luis Arraez at shortstop because that's what his skill set showcased. So there's always a chance things get taken back a bit. Like Abrams is a 2020 talent that might be more there still. So that's why I would take him, take a little dip in the batting average, see where it goes. Cruz, like, yeah, until he figures out if he wants to play baseball, it's tough to trust. But he's, to your original question, Wilson's probably still a top 10 fantasy shortstop, and that's, you can't argue that. Now, how, like, I'd probably have him just top of my head with the guys you named off, eighth maybe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why the fire is it called
In This League?
Because who could be scared of it?
In This League.
Yeah, just this nice bloke from down the road, isn't he? What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm
In This League.
I've just moved in. My wife has got varicose veins.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack.
You're not having an heart attack.
Yeah, I mean, there's a guy like Zach Neto.
And a healthy Neto, I'd have ahead of him.
What about Nico, Bo Bichette?
Nico and him are almost the same player because Nico has no power either, but he runs a ton more. So well, I don't
honestly think.
Yeah, the other day when it was like 120 in St. Louis and it hit the top of the wall. it was so funny to watch. I think I take Nico because a healthy Nico steals 40 bags and hits 330.
That's fair. Yeah, there's. I mean, Donovan is hitting 301, but he's kind of the same. You know, he's got three swipes and five homers, so like the counting stats just not there. So
I take Wilson there.
Yeah Baez.
Yeah, let's just pretend that never happened. I'll take Wilson.
That's so funny. And just pretend it never happened. I tell you what is hilarious. Byron Buxton's recent surge has been hilarious. It's so funny to me because I have consistently given the Welsh a hard time because he loves Byron Buxton. And, you know, my annoying ass phrase is, no, I like guys that play baseball. Yeah. So I have never been, I mean, coming up, of course, I was huge on Buxton because, you know, everybody remember when Harold Reynolds said Mike Trout with more speed or whatever for Byron Buxton. Like, he's not that, but he is a great baseball player. And this season is awesome. 17 homers, 13 swipes, hitting 279. He's played 64 games, which is not far off of his season total from 2022 on.
Most seasons. Just say most seasons.
102 last year was the most he played since 2017. It was literally 28, 87, 39, 61, 92, 85, 104, and he's played 64 already this year. So we know the skill is there. The bat is there. The speed is back, which probably says something about his health. But I mean, this dude is General Soreness, right? Like, that is his nickname. He is always banged up. And I just, the surging season is outstanding. But if I'm rostering him, I have to consider moving him right now. Like, you, you can feel the injury coming. Can you not?
Yes, you sell him for whatever high amount you can get from somebody that's desperate in their league. Because, yes, it's great. Yes, we hope Buxton plays 130-plus games for the first time in his career. Like you mentioned, that stood out to me is the fact he's running says a lot. We have not seen this kind of power and speed and 279 batting average, like this total skill set. He is a five-category monster right now. We have not seen that in a long time.
He's 22nd, according to Yahoo, in their algorithm.
That's
top 25 player.
That's overall. I think somewhere I was looking at, I think it was Fangraphs player rater the other day. He's a top 10 outfielder right now.
That's absurd. I mean, look, the skill has always been there.
It's so, there. It's fair.
Like, I cannot put him in the category and ask you to pick between him and other guys around him, because you're obviously taking the other guys. Like, if I ask you him versus Corbin Carroll, who he's ahead of, you would say Carroll. If I ask you him versus even, I think, Andy Páez, you would have to say Andy Páez.
I love Páez,
right?
He's been great. Páez fan. He's young. He's, knock on wood, been healthy. He's played on a better team. Yeah, I'll take Páez.
So let's dip down a little bit to ask you Buxton versus, let's say, Friedl. TJ Friedl right now is hitting
Buxton.
287, 8 homers, 9 swipes, 47 runs, 30 RBI. You're taking Buxton over him?
Yeah, just because Friedl's had so many stints on the IL already, too. They're freakish injuries, hit by pitches and stuff, but he's not the pillar of health either.
Right. That's kind of why I felt the comparison was fair between those two guys. And another guy that's missed some time in the past, what about Stephen Kwan? He played 122 games last year. He's up to 76, but 306. He has 11 swipes, 6 homers. Not as high on the runs or RBI, 37 and 24, but maybe a little safer floor than Buxton, but he has been a little banged up in his career as well. Where would you go between Buxton and Kwan?
Much safer floor, which again, that's a more of a basement than a floor when it comes to Buxton. But I'd probably take Buxton. I'd take the upside there because Kwan's skill set when he's healthy and doing his thing is close to, like, it's not elite, but better than good. But right now he's replaceable. He's doing.
So I gotta spruce this up a little bit then, huh?
Yeah, move up the ladder.
Push you on him. Kyle Stowers hitting 275.
I almost said his name. That's tilting. Stowers, man. He had a great series in San Francisco, didn't he? God dang it. And he was slumping too. It's just that's a good one. I think I go Buxton still.
Ooh,
that's a really good one. Like, the conversation world where I would be is like Colton Cowser, Elliot Ramos. Like, where do you live in that realm?
I mean, I'm taking those guys over, but I'm not a Buxton guy at all.
No, but see, I'll be taking those guys, but I think that's kind of where it's getting a lot tighter to me.
Okay. Duran is way below him, but I would rather have Duran. You'd rather have Duran, right? Of course.
Yeah, I take Duran.
Lawrence Butler.
I'll take the Law Dog. Yeah.
Soderstrom.
That's tough. Soderstrom, the power's fun and all, but things have been sketchy. I think I'd still take Soderstrom, but
I'd take Buxton, but I'm a known Soderstrom hater. So
that's real tough.
I mean, the rest of these guys, like, I can't imagine you saying yes to Buxton over them. Julio?
You take Julio all day.
Yeah, Teoscar. Haleout is the one that you said. Would you take Buxton or Haleout?
I'd take Mr. Ramos, yes.
Yeah, me too. I think so too.
But I think he deserves to be in that realm of conversation.
Put him at the bottom of the tier, but he's in that tier.
Yes,
I understand. Yeah. I get that. Interesting. All right.
It's crazy though. Like, when you look at Buxton, because I think we'd all love to see just one full season out of him when he's doing all of this, like the five categories. It's like how Jazz last year finally stayed healthy and was just this monster. Now, obviously, when draft season comes around next year, everyone don't buy it. But he's only 31, Bog. That's what I was looking at. I'm like, he's still so freaking young for a ball player.
No. Buy it. Yeah, everyone should buy it, so yes. I don't have to take
it. If you're in my leagues, please.
Yes, yes.
Pay extra please. For it.
Specifically buy it if you're in my leagues, 100%. Okay, how about moving down here? How about Joe Adell recently? Ooh. Joe Adell has been on a nice little power surge specifically, and I mean, he's rostered, I think, at a pretty absurd clip at this point. On Yahoo, actually, I can go find it. I think it's over 50%, right?
Isn't it? He's moved up finally, but it's taking a while.
Still only 38%, but this surge has been completely outstanding. Let me just pull it up here. In the month of June,
yes,
he is hitting .266. He has 10 home runs, 16 runs, 17 RBI, two stolen bases. He only has three on the season, but two are this month. So everything is clicking for Joe Adell right now. The season numbers are still, he's still hitting .230. Before this month, he only had seven homers, but now he has 17. The runs aren't very high, lower in the Angels lineup, but the RBI has 41 RBI. So, we're right here at midseason. What are your thoughts on Joe Adell?
I love it. I had so many shares of Joe Adell to start the season. And yes, he can be streaky. And yes, there's a lot of swing and miss when it comes to Joe Adell, but there's also a ton of power with Joe Adell. And we saw some improvements in May. Like if you just want WRC pluses, it went from 49 in March and April to 134 in May to the 180 we have now in June with these 10 home runs. Like we saw some gradual improvements with Adell, which is great. He's just a very, very talented. Another guy, super young. He's 26, former like elite prospect. Finally, maybe getting comfortable at the plate with some consistent playing time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Yeah, I'm all aboard, Boggs. This is a guy that I'm a gigantic fan of. I think people should be buying this. Now, will he go on a slump? Probably. It's Joe Adell. Let's just be real. But by the end of the season, this dude's going to have over 30 home runs. He's going to hit probably 250 to 260. And if he hits those 30 home runs, the dude's going to have 80-plus RBIs in a bad offense. So I'm all about the Joe Adell life.
Okay, so maybe that this is a better question. When he does hit that bump, right, if you're rostering him, he does hit that bump on the road, how long are you giving him some type of leeway for this surging performance before you tell him to kick rocks and make his spot a streaming spot?
I would have him I just put him to the bench. I'd have a tough chance time dropping him, just knowing the skill set, knowing we've already seen a slump this year and seen what he can do. Like, if it had to be pretty prolonged for me to give up. Like, I could see not starting him, but to drop him would take a multiple week situation for me.
Slayer asked a good question here.
Oh, that.
Joe Adell or Jerks and Profar rest of the season? Because Profar should be back, I'm guessing, pretty soon, right? Maybe
he's eligible on July 2nd.
July 2nd. Okay.
So, and he should be back. He'll have all his quote unquote rehab. I love how they call them rehab games, which is official. He was on a substance, so maybe it is rehab. yeah. And Profar is supposed to hit second for an underperforming offense. So he's got that going for him. I think I still take Joe Adell on this one. I think he's got the higher power ceiling for sure. We'll have to see what Profar can do after all this missed time and no stinger up his booty.
What if we put Joe Adell against one of your favorites, Jung Hoo Lee? Who are you doing in that case? It's still Joe Adell?
Yes. Jung Hoo Lee's been really bad right now, like really bad. He's moved down to like seventh in a lineup at times. It's been a slump for Jung Hoo Lee. He looks frustrated right now.
Yeah, I saw him. I actually heard your announcers. I was watching a game the other day. Say, yeah, you usually don't see Jung Hoo look that frustrated because he threw his bat.
Yeah, he's grinding right now.
171 he's hitting in June. He has no homers. He has one stolen base. He hit 231 in May, and this is all after hitting 319. Like, he started on fire. So, but it looks like he is begging for the
he'll finish well. Like, I call him a buy low, like, if you want to, but he's a Stephen Kwan type. He's not going to light the world on fire, but batting average wise, he should be tremendous. It's just, he's not looking good out there right now.
Yeah. It's been rough in the streets. Is he, I mean, 280 versus left. He's hit better against lefties and righties recently. Home and away splits aren't huge either. It's just recent. It's been bad. So yeah. I'm with you. Like, I don't fear that he is going to be this miserable for the rest of the season, but right now he's not on a lot of starting lineups, right? He's the pine.
You're benching him. You're not good. He's a tough cut. In shallower leagues, you can cut him, but you're definitely benching him right now.
What about a Rosarena or Adell?
That's good. I probably go Randy because he runs more.
Yeah,
very similar skill sets.
right, exactly. Except for Randy, we've seen him peak a little bit higher and for longer.
He's a consistent 2020 guy, like year after year after year. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you on a Rosarena, but yeah, that one made my stomach a little queasy when I put it on the sheet yesterday.
It's pretty close.
Look, Jacob Mizorowski is the hotness right now, right? Like, he's just started out so well here. Where do you put him among starters for the rest of the season? This is kind of when a new guy comes up like this and surges, it's kind of hard to know where to put him amongst all the other pitchers, but pitchers come and go. They're finicky. He can be pretty high to start, right? How high do you have him?
Yeah, he's a top, he's around 25-ish, I'd say, just because of his age, how many innings he's going to go. But strikeouts are elite. What I'm wanting to see is how long has this sustained? Because in the minor leagues, he had control issues, like massive control issues. We have not seen any of that. Pretty, like, his first start, I think he had 4 walks, but he's given up 1 hit in 3 games. It's ridiculous what he's done so far, and I think he's going to be awesome. I want him to be awesome. I'm not trying to say he's going to be bad. I'm just kind of like tampering my expectations a bit. So I'd have him 25 to 30 for 2 reasons. Is A, innings. B, the pitching landscape's horrible right now, so he gets moved up pretty high out the gate because right now, quote unquote, he's healthy. So yeah, I'd have him around 25, I'd say.
Mizorowski or Christopher Sanchez?
I'd take Christopher Sanchez. We've seen it before. And I trust the skill set.
I'm with you on that one. Mizorowski or Pepio?
That's closer because they both only go 5 innings. That's really good. I'm gonna go Miz, but that's really, really close.
Seth Lugo, gotta go Miz.
I'll go Miz on that
strikeouts. Mackenzie Gore.
McKenzie's my guy. Like, I'm not going away. Like, I have so many Mackenzie Gore shares. I've been pumping this train for a couple years, and it's finally full steam ahead.
ERA is still 3.09. You know,
that's fine.
A couple rocky starts here recently.
Recently, yes.
Only 3 wins. You know, it's Washington.
Those strikeouts are insane, though. Like, his K to walk, he finally has control right now. It's freaking glorious.
Yeah, he's been a lot of fun to watch. I want to know about some pitchers that were selling.
Before we leave off the Miz, I have one for you. I asked it on my bench with Bubba this week. I asked it on Bubba and the Bloom last night. Rest of season, Chase Burns versus Miz.
Ooh, man. Man. I think I want Chase Burns.
Yeah, it's
the ballpark is tough, right? Like pitching at Great American to start your career is kind of shaky, but I don't know. I think you don't lose no matter who you take.
Agreed. Agreed.
But I don't know. I just think the Reds really need Burns right now, especially with Green banged up, and you know, I don't know though, because a guy I want to ask you about, Andrew Abbott, has been crazy hot. So let me ask you, like, I see three pitchers I want to sell hard, right? And Andrew Abbott is the number one. And I'm rostering all three of these guys, which is why I'm putting the screws to you here on this question. Am I trading Andrew Abbott, and what the hell can I get back for him?
You trade him for whatever you can right about now, because, like, yes, it's been amazing. I can be so wrong. I've been wrong on him forever. I was waiting for, he pitched to so much contact last year and still got away with it in Great American Small Park.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code Keller20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code Keller20.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
This year, he's actually got the strikeouts going a little better, which is a plus. But I'm still waiting for the blow up. To be totally honest, like, it's come. Like, you look at the underlying metrics, like, yeah, they're good, but he's definitely not this good. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm rostering him, and I keep running him out there, and it keeps working. But Welsh keeps asking me, like, would you start Abbott against it? And I keep telling him no when he tells me. A tough opponent or whatever. I'm like, nah, I don't think I start Abbott. And then he goes, and I do, because he's been on such a hot streak, but I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop and ain't dropping. He's just been good.
Yeah. You're not going to get one of these rookies. That's for sure. If you could get, I'll ask you, like, is Sandy good enough now to trade? Cause I think, you know what you're gonna get from Sandy the rest of the way.
He's getting better. I think if I could get Sandy for Andrew Abbott, I would do it immediately.
Yeah. But I'm wondering if I could, you start there maybe and work around that pocket. Would you try to go and get a Chris Bubich, who struggled his last like three starts, to try to get that owner to,
I don't think I would do Bubich, but
I think that's kind of the discussions that I have, like, that's kind of the pockets where you have to start going around, like, and seeing what they have, because again, pitching's been so freaking bad. There's not a lot of options out there to probably snipe people on.
Right.
Like, no one wants to give anybody up.
Yeah, yeah. There's no secret formula out there at all.
It's like easier if you go to get hitters for pitchers right about now.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. Pitchers are rough. Matthew Boyd has an ERA of 265. His Sierra is 383. So we know, sure, there's a little bit, but that's not over four. The XFIP is 399, which is under four. Yeah. 82 strikeouts. The strikeout rate is 22.3%. The walk rate is 5.7%, a career low right now. Same deal for Matthew Boyd. Are we dumping Boyd? Are we trying to trade him? Or are you just riding this out because you either got him so late or you picked him up off the wire? So this is a free lottery ticket. Just spend this money you won.
If you could trade him, I would. But I'm probably just riding this one out because the biggest thing is how many innings they're going to let him go. He's already at 91. We saw 39 last year, 71 the year before. Like, he hasn't thrown over 100 innings since 2019. So it just depends on – and Cubs have nothing to lose to let him go. He's 34. They'll probably let him go to 150 for if they can. So I think you just ride this one out as long as you can, and I don't think you'll get a massive return for him.
What about the last one? And I'm rostering this guy everywhere. Everybody, I did just trade him in a league. That was part of my Max Meyer deal. But Merrill Kelly, right? Merrill Kelly's 36 years old. And the reason he's surging like this is because I went on with our guy CK to Fantasy Six Pack, and they asked me about Merrill Kelly after three quality starts in a row, and I said, "Man, I mean, I love Merrill. Went to the same high school as me. He's my guy from Scottsdale, all that stuff, right? But he's a streamer, and he has been an all-star ever since I said that. He has been incredible. Right now, in 16 starts, 7 wins, 93 innings pitched, 93 strikeouts. So his K per 9 is exactly 9. Walk rate is low 6.7%. ERA is 3.39. The Sierra is 3.47. All the underlying stuff is saying that he's just good right now. So are we trading Merrill Kelly, or is this the ultimate, like, hey, this is found money. Don't give it to somebody else. Just ride it out.
Yeah, if you can sell him high and get a great return, sure. But again, it's a broken record with pitching the way it is. You might just ride this one out. The one thing that kind of concerns me, because I was looking at him last night for something, is he had that great start to the year, like you mentioned, all those quality starts in a row. Over his last six starts since May 24th, he's given up four earned runs in three of those six starts. So he has a 3.6 ERA, but which made me laugh when you dig in. You think, oh, no, still a 3.05 Sierra over that stretch. Dude has 41 Ks. For a 22% K to walk, which is great, because that was the biggest takeaway I had looking at Merrill Kelly. He's striking everybody out. He's getting six plus Ks in like every at least a K per inning right now. Which
his career K per nine is 8.76.
Yeah.
So last year, or this is Boyd. I'm sorry. His career K per nine is 8.21 and is at 9. But last year is at 7.7. Right. So it just seems like it's kind of out of nowhere, but. The whip is low as well. It's 105, which would be his lowest since 2020 when it was 0.99 and only 5 starts. So, yeah, man, Merrill Kelly's just riding this hot streak. We did get a couple questions in here. Jag, that Merrill Kelly's so hydrated, though. That was his thing, was he kept cramping. So they were giving him, like, IVs and stuff before the game to try to get him to not cramp. And
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.